Some kind.
Do you have a cloth or a rag that you use?
Sometimes I just run them under there, soap and water, and then I scald, pull that off and scald them and put them in the rack and let them dry.
Uh-huh. Well, when you use a cloth or the rag, what do you call that?
A dish towel.
And what about to dry them with?
Use the same thing.
And what you bathe your face with, the little?
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
Towel.
And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something that had a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Something that's wide here and real narrow. You'd set it in the bottle. Like if you wanted to pour something into a Coke bottle that's got a real narrow mouth, you couldn't just pour it because it'd start spilling. So you'd stick in a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you ever see something that, you probably got one in your kitchen. It's shaped like this. It's real wide at the top, and it goes down like that.
Mm-mm, I don't have one. That's a faucet, too.
Uh-huh. You don't have one of those?
Mm-mm.
If you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with the...
A rope.
Okay. Or you might have a
whip.
Y'all got some big dogs in this area.
Hmm?
Y'all got some big dogs here.
We need some too. Because I don't have one because I ain't got a fence. But whenever I have a fence, I'm going to get me a big German police dog put over in here.
Y'all have much trouble in this area?
No, not too much, but we have enough. I was looking at a little boy. Right before yesterday, they got in a lady's Jermaine's car down Sushi. That's when I told you want to be out too late because his times is too critical. Oh, my. Times is too critical now for a woman to be out after dark. I hear a broadcast last week, a week before last one. Well, it's two men made a white lady get in the car from New Orleans, wasn't it? Did you hear that broadcast?
And made,
And made them, made her drive them to Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, I think I did hear.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't hurt her, though.
No, they didn't hurt her. Uh-huh, that's right. Sure did.
Well, I don't see why people leave their cars unlocked.
No, that's right. But hers wasn't unlocked. They just stopped her and made her cam to where they wanted to go.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be scared to death.
That's what I'm talking about. Because he's a man coming. He comes in here. I see him very often, though, but I would be scared because he comes in here selling apples and oranges and sweet potatoes and things. And they help him down the streets then start to kill him. But it didn't bother me. I see him. They didn't kill him, these.
Mm.
I see him. I get oranges from him about every other week. But I'd be scared to go down that way if I was him.
Are things more dangerous since they had the civil rights legislation?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's dangerous times now. So, yeah. And I don't see why they would be so much like that. I looks at the, I don't know, I just don't understand it. The white and colored go to school here, right up there, but it's no getting along.
Not even in the little grade?
No, it's no getting along. I had a colored lady out there where we eat dinner at. She worked a while.